Mumineen. This is the second one list for Surah Hajj. The verse I recited is verse number 11, and its translation goes like that. And among people there is such one who worship Allah only by tongue, so that if good befalls him, he is satisfied therewith. And if a trial afflicts him, he turns back his face. He loses this world and hereafter. That is indeed the manifest loss. So Allah is saying that there are some people that who will worship Allah by only tongue, you know. But when they're testing it, when good falls, then they are with Allah. But if hardship comes as affliction for trial, he just goes backwards and leaves Allah and religion. So Allah says those kind of people lose in this world and hereafter both. And in this is a manifest loss. You know, at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were some Bedouins. They had in their mind the idea that this Prophet brought the religion. We will only believe if we get more children and more wealth. But if we start losing them, then we leave this religion. Because at that time, those polytheists, they only believed in this life, not hereafter. So everything they were doing for this life, they didn't care for the hereafter. They worshipped those idols to get help in this world and to stay from any kind of loss. So that's what their idol was about, that if they get good in this world, that's fine. Otherwise, they leave the religion. So Allah says that they lose this world and next world. You know, there are verses in the Quran, it says about how Allah helps believers in this world and next world. That's why Allah says that those people lose this world and next world. Just not hereafter, but this world. Allah helps. رَبَّنْ عَاتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. That's why Allah asks us to dua in Surah Baqarah, that do give good in this world and next world. We get good in both worlds, brothers and sisters. And if you leave Allah, you lose both worlds. You see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life? Allah gave him this world so much. He was the king of, so-called king of Hijaz. Because king is small for him. He is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But for the worldly view, for the people who are kuffar, for him he was like a king. So Allah gave him the kingdom, apparent kingdom for the Hijaz. But in his real kingdom is the universe. We all know that. The whole universe was created for his love and al-bayt. But Allah gave him apparently so much in this world, you know. And see Moses alayhi salam. Allah gave Moses alayhi salam so much in this world, you know. He had a lot of victories against Pharaoh and so forth and so on, you know. That's what Allah does to the believers. You see nowadays those in the name of Allah came forward, Allah giving the victory in this world. We are seeing with our eyes all over the world who came with the name of Allah. But if you leave Allah, you lose this world and next world. This is for this verse we can talk 2 hours, but we don't have time for this. But this is the gist. يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَدُرُّهُ وَلَا يَدُرُّهُ وَمَا لَا يَنْفَعُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. Allah says further, he calls beside Allah upon that which does not harm him and that which does not profit him. That is indeed the far strain. Because they used to call those mushrikeen, those idols, those were just by name, and they were just made up of clay. Allah says he's calling who besides Allah, which does not profit him, does not harm him, or does not profit him, because it's just nothing. Allah says that is indeed the far straying. It's far straying. Then Allah says further down, يَدْعُونَ لَمَنْ دُرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنَ النَّفْعِ لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرِ. Allah says further, he calls upon him whose harm is nearer than his profit, an evil protector indeed, and an evil associate, because his harm is more than profit. What harm these brings? These idols and false gods, they will bring harm on the day of judgment, when because of them they will go to hellfire. Biksal Mawla wa Biksal Ashir. ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal wakeel. You know, like you have to contrast, you know. This, you know, Allah calls himself ni'mal mawla. And these are biksal mawla. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا ويعمل الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد and verily Allah will admit those who believe and do righteous deeds into the gardens beneath which rivers flow. Verily Allah does what He intends. Allah over. See, Allah talked about first three groups before He said about believers. What were those three groups? One was the one who were following every shaitan. First group, which is written first majlis. First group, who follow every shaitan. Second group was they become false leader and take everybody with them through to fire. The third group was, they talk with the only tongue. When hardship comes, they leave Allah. Those three groups are the stray groups. Now Allah talks about pure believers. What Allah says about pure believers? Verily Allah will admit them, those who believe and do righteous deeds, into gardens beneath which rivers flow. Verily Allah does what He intends. We pray to Allah, that Allah, please make us believer and make us do good deeds with your help, so that we enter to the garden with your mercy in the name of Ahlul Bayt. Man kana yuzunnu allan yansurullahu fi dunya wal akhira fal yamdud sababin ila samai thumma yaqta فَلْيَنْزُرُ هَلْ يُدْبِهَنَّ قَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيزُ. This is very beautiful verse in Quran. We'll inshallah ponder in this verse. Whoever thinks that never Allah help him in this world and hereafter, let him stretch a rope to heaven to hang himself, in parenthesis, and then let him cut it off. Then see if his device takes away that at which he is enraged. This is a beautiful verse. We can talk 2 hours on this verse, but we'll be short. Mizan says this verse came especially for the mushrikeen, who thought that when Prophet started announcing his religion and Quran was revealed in Mecca, they thought, this kuffar thought, that his religion will die, you know, and Allah, and he will fail. So Allah is talking to them about the one who thinks that Allah will not help him in this world and hereafter. Basically, they should choke themselves to death. Then see if that takes away what makes them angry. Means Allah is taunting them. Means Allah is saying that Allah is surely going to help His Prophet in this world and hereafter. And if you are angry about it, you choke your throat and see if this helps you anger. Allah is taunting them. So that is the first explanation of this verse. But Tafsir An-Nur, Ayatullah Imani, talks more generalized about this verse. So he says that this verse is for, we should trust Allah completely and calm ourselves down, that Allah's help comes. Because we see a lot of people nowadays committing suicide and getting angry and enraged on small things. We see so many psychiatric problems going on in this world. Rage issues, suicides, all is going everywhere because of this addiction comes. Because why? Because people don't have faith in Allah. They think that they are helpless here. And they want things right now. No patience. Just because they don't have faith, and that makes them angry. And they try to become violent. And this is all the misery in this world. So this is very important, to have trust in Allah in this world and next world. Especially I like more the part about the Akhirah. Let's see. Allah says, "Man kana yuzannu Allah yansurullah fi dunya wal akhirah." Allah will help in akhirah, because dunya is for 60 years, brother, 80 years, 70 years. Akhirah is forever, and we are always worried about judgment day, you know. But Allah is saying that I'm going to help you in judgment day too. That makes our heart calm down. You know, nafsi mutmainna. How our nafsi will be mutmain unless we believe completely that Allah is going to help us here and not here but there. How beautiful it is. Imam Hussein was in nafsi mutmainna. In his bed were always at tranquility. Why we are not in tranquil? Because we think that we are not getting help anywhere. And we are always nervous. People are not sleeping at night. If you ponder this verse, it can bring to nafs mutmainna. Because some people are worried about this world, some people are worried about that world. Allah says, where are you going? I am there for both worlds. رَبَّنَ آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. You know, this is so important to have belief in this verse. This verse personally helps me a lot. You know, personally, I'm telling you. It's such a beautiful verse. You should read it again and again. وكذلك انزلناه ايات بينات وان الله يهدي من يريد. And thus we have sent down as a clear sign, and that verily Allah guides whoever He intends. Allah sent this clear Quran, clear verses, and verily Allah guides whosoever He intends. He guides only to whom He intends. Although He has sent clear signs, and somebody can read this clear signs, somebody can read Quran and use their all wisdom, right? The verses are very clear. But Allah says He only guides to whom He intends. He only guides to who intends. He doesn't guide everybody. The izan comes from Allah for the iman. If He wants to guide us, we'll be guided. And there are verses in the Quran that without Allah's izan, nobody can have iman. Nobody can have faith. Without His izan, without His permission. You know? So we should beg to Allah that He makes us a mu'min and increase our faith, and we die as a mu'min. We should beg Him all the time, because He is the one who helps in this world and next world, and He is the one who gives us iman. You see, right, this verse 15 and 16 is enough for us, for our lifetime. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالنَّصَارَى وَالْمَجُوسَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. This is a very strong verse in Quran, and it shows the greatness of Quran, you know. Because in this verse Allah talked about everybody. First He talked about Muslims, then He talked about Jews. And then He talks about Sabians, then He talks about Christians, then Magians, and then polytheists. Which book before came and talk like this? Only Quran, because it's the last book. We are so thankful to Allah that we are born in the nation of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are born in the nation where we read the last revelation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And such a great verse we read. You know, when I want to increase my faith, I always go to this verse of Quran. Because this verse says we have the true religion, the Lord of the universe, the King, has sent the last revelation. This such a great verse. Verily, now listen to this verse. Please, verily those who believe, Muslim, and those who are Jews, and the Sabians, and the Christians, and the Magians, and those who associate with polytheists, verily Allah will decide between them on the day of resurrection. Verily Allah is witness over everything. What a great verse. What a grand verse. The King is saying that He will put everybody what you argue with each other. And I'm going to decide on the day of judgment. And I'm a witness for everything. This is the greatest. This kind of verse you cannot find in any scripture. Because Allah talked about all the religions which came past and present religion. Which is came into the last revelation, which is the Holy Quran. So Allah first talked about believers, and then I talk about Jews, we know. And Sabians. Who are Sabians? Sabians were the follower of Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. And the Christians, we know about them. And Magians. Who were the Magians? Magians are also called Zoroastrian, you know. They are from Persia. And they had a prophet in them, you know. And they had a book also. And the book name was Avista. And that Avista was burned when Alexander got victory over Persia. And afterwards, in Sassanid Empire, the book was rewritten again. And in their ideology, they have Yazdan, which is the light, which is God, and Ahriman, which is the devil or the darkness. That's what they have. And they have special respect for four elements, especially fire. Okay, so that's Magians. And then last Allah talks about Walidina Ashraku, the polytheists, who are polytheists, especially in India and Buddhist and different part of the world who were the idol worshippers. So Allah did not leave anybody alone. And Allah says, Allah will decide between them on the day of resurrection. Allah will decide. Verily Allah is witness over everything. He is a witness over everything. We pray to Allah that on judgment day, Allah forgive us. Because Allah is witness and Allah is going to judge and decide. We beg to Allah that Allah help us in this world and in the next world. Alam tara anna Allah yasjudu lahu man fis samawati wa man fil ardi wa shamsu wal qamru wa nujumu wa jibalu wa shajru wa dawabu wa kathiran minan nas wa kathirum haqqal alayhi al adab wa man yuhinillahu fa ma lahu min mukrim inna Allah yaf'alu ma yasha'u. Have you not seen that to Allah prostrates whosoever is in the heavens and whosoever in the earth, and the sun and the moon and the stars and mountains and the trees and the animals and many of the people? But a great number are those unto also such as unto whom the chastisement is justly due. Whosoever Allah abases, there is none for him to honor. Verily Allah does whatever he pleases. Allah is saying that Allah talks about everything, you know. Allah talks about whosoever in the heavens and the earth, they are prostrating to Allah, the sun and the moon and the stars and mountains and trees and animals. Everybody is prostrating to Allah and many people. And many people whom the chastisement is justly due. So there are two kind of prostrations, you know. One kind of prostration is called Al-Sajda-e Takwiniya. Is existential prostration. What is existential prostration? That you know that every atom of the universe is in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are electron, proton, everything is in command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our body is totally in command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just example. That our heart is beating with the command of Allah, our food is being digested with the command of Allah, right? All body functions, brain function is all with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All motions of the atoms are in command of Allah. So, and the whole universe is like that. You know, sun is like this. Sun is in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moon is in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Animals, they do every kind of activity in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Even kuffar body is in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? It is called existential prostration, means everything is in the command of Allah. It's called al-sajda-e takwiniya. Then there is one more kind of sajda prostration. It's called al-sujudu al-tashriri. Means voluntarily prostration. That is the testing of Allah for the souls. That somebody will be voluntary to do sajda to Allah, become Muslim, and some would be arrogant and they will not prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is talking about them in the later part of the verse, and Allah says that for them is chastisement because they did kufr. We pray to Allah that we are among the one who prostrate to Allah voluntarily. Now after that Allah talks about two groups. We'll inshallah recite in the verse. Two groups. One group is a mu'min and one group is kafir, you know. And among these groups which we read, Inna ladina amanu, then Allah talked about this, the first one, the mu'min. Then he talked about Hadu and Sabina, Nasara, Majus, Walladina Ashruk. You know, in reality, they look different groups, but in reality, there are two groups. One is a mu'min and one is kafir. Who is a mu'min? Who believes in a true religion. And who are the kafir? They don't believe in true religion. Like what? They don't believe in one God. Some say God has three parts, and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Some say that there is a Son. And some believe in some prophet, and some believe not in some prophets. So in reality, they don't believe in complete religion, so they are kafir. The one who believes in complete religion or the mu'min who believes in oneness of Allah and accept all the books and prophets and obey, they are the mu'min in the true sense. Because the religion was completed when in the Ghadira home, when Allah said that you should give my message, and the message was The Prophet said that I leave among you two heavy things, book and my progeny. Hazani khasman ikhtasamu fi rabbihim falladina kafru qutti'at lahum thiyabun minan nar yusabbu min fawqi ru'usihim hamim yusharu ma fi butunihim wal julud. These are two adversaries who dispute about their Lord, but as for those who disbelieved, garments of fire have been cut out, and there shall be poured over their heads boiling water. With it shall be melted what is in their bellies and skins. That's the kind of Allah talked in the first verse about people of paradise, they'll enter into the gardens. Now Allah talks about the second group, which is kafir group, all kind of punishment and hellfire. Garments of fire and poured on their head boiling water, and which will melt their bellies and skins. We seek Allah's refuge from hellfire. There are some narrations from Ahlul Bayt. Imam Ali says, be in fear of fire whose heat is intensive, whose depth is much, whose ornament is iron, and whose drink is festering fluid like blood mixed with pus. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, when the day of hereafter occurs, Allah commands the guardians of hell to deliver the keys of hell to Imam Ali, so that he lets enter it whoever he intends, cause to save whoever he intends. Ya Allah. Imam Ali is the administrator of Judgment Day. There are narrations about it. Because he is the just. He is the just, and he will have the key. You better believe in him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, verily there are gates of fire, hellfire. From one gate there enter into it our enemies, those who fight against us and those who disgrace us. This gate is surely the greatest one, and it is the most blazing gate. Ya Allah. And it should be like this. The gate of the hell, which has the most blazing fire, is the gate of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Enemies of Ahlul Bayt. They are the cruelest people. You see what is happening with Hazara community minorities, you know, those poor people. They go out there to make some living, you know, and those cruel people come and they kill them just because they love Ahlul Bayt. Just to think about this. Those poor people, they go to the mines just to make a little living, you know. And these people come and kill them just because they love Ali. They love Ahlul Bayt. What kind of hatred they have, you know. Now with their hatred, we can imagine what kind of hatred was on the 10th of Muharram against Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When Imam Hussain, they knew the enemies, they knew that he is the son of Prophet. They knew it. But the hatred was so much for them. When Imam Hussain asked, why you are killing me? They said that we, in the hatred of your father, Ali ibn Abi Talib, we are killing you. Because Ali was the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he killed kuffar and munafiqeen. And these ones who were killing Imam Hussain alayhi salam were the munafiqeen. Allah al-Zalameen. Ya Allah, Hasan Abinas Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Oh Allah, take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussain alayhi salam's killers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.